Hello Aquarius, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, July the 22nd and the whole week ahead. Well, the next few weeks are going to be about you and someone else, your relationships in life. Could be work, could be business, could be a friend, could be a lover, could be a partner, but it's going to have to be someone who is important to you or special to you. Why? Because the sun enters your seventh house of relationships today. Here's your Sunday stars. There's a new moon in your seventh house now, and that means that when it comes to you and someone else, it's confirmation over the next couple of weeks of you doing something together. It's commitment in many ways, but it's also making a fresh start. So if you're in a relationship with someone, it's going to move up a level. It's going to be a new dynamic. Of course, if the relationship isn't working fundamentally, then it means shifting a gear down, and it means changes and you separate, but in a good way. Here's your Monday stars. Mercury in your sign linked to Uranus gives you a profound intuition and a great vision. A new vision for living in many ways now, because it opens up all kinds of things for you, because Mercury linked to your ruling planet Uranus in a powerful intuitive way not only gives you a charismatic mind but gives you supreme profound ideas. Only the link between Venus and Saturn can prove frustrating or disappointing, so that's why have no big thoughts. Just let the cookie crumble as it does naturally. Here's your Tuesday stars. Mercury is going to leave your seventh house of relationships and move on to the sign of Virgo. So, can I suggest that today, if there's any things that need to be said between you and somebody else, then you do it. Get it out the way now. If you need to rehearse, then rehearse it before you actually meet them. If you don't want to do it in person, then at least call them. It's probably best not to text or write. It's probably best to do something in person. Here's your Wednesday stars. Yesterday, Mercury moved into your eighth house, so there's a number of things that you need to go through, and I'm talking about important paperwork, contracts, wills, anything really with a legal basis or an official tone. That's what you need to look into now. Simply because Mercury in this position enables you over the next few weeks to cover all kinds of things from power of attorney to inheritance to contracts to, well, you name it. I'm sure you understand where I'm coming from. And here's your Thursday stars. Powerful stuff with the Sun conjunct Mars in your seventh house. I mean, you can really go places with the right person by your side. Especially when it comes to business or work or an ambition that you both share, this is a great union to find success for both of you. But also Mars is very passionate and sexy too, so it can mean being with someone or meeting somewhere there is profound intimacy. All in all, you don't really lose with this aspect. And here's your Friday stars. What a lovely way to end the week with the Moon and Jupiter so neatly connected in the sign of Libra. This is perfect for travel, especially if you're leaving the country of your birth or the country where you live. Now, it could mean you return to the country of your birth if you're away, but it does mean travel. Travel is supreme and sublime with this aspect. Because it means learning, studying, laughter, fun, all the things we rather enjoy.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.